Online Podcast 153. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. Oh, happy Monday. This is Monday for you, for those of you who recorded it, I mean who listened to it right away. I'm in New York right now. I mean, I'm not in New York when you listen to this, but I'm in New York now. And I am, where am I?
Mercer? No. Is it on Green and...
I'm on Green?
Between Spring and Prince.
Maybe we can go to the Apple Store. But anyway, so we're waiting for our friend to go to dinner in the village.
East Village.
And I have to put my thing. I'm just gonna capture. This is gonna be all stereo. I'll be walking around capturing the sound of the city. And I have somebody here with me who wants to remain nameless.
I'm Raymond.
Oh my god! This is the altitude, huh? Oh, there's a baby. Oh, look at all the art. So we're in this artsy-fartsy Soho area right now. And, so you get to walk with me? Oh, I want to address the issue of burping. I know it came up not just on my show, but also on Archer Radio. And my answer to David, my listener who mentioned about burping, was that we are going to respect each other and accept the differences, because I just don't... I know it is rude, but I will not go to the... Come on.
What is his story?
I will not go to the point of... editing the show to take out birds. But at the same time, we both agreed that we both have our own differences. Like, let's say I probably would not pee in the show with the recording going, and I also would not poop on the show. And burping, however, is... I actually, usually it's when I'm not thinking, it's when I burp. And so, now with my microphone on me, I will try my best not to, but I will not go to the, extent of not, of editing the show because of my burp. So, we're gonna continue walking, so that's that. And if you are... unhappy with the situation, I'm very sorry, I apologize, and I do, but I just ask for your understanding that I would not go to the extent of editing it. So now we're walking down the street again. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, and so, you know, we're just gonna casually walk down the street. I just want to capture some sound, noise of New York City. So that I can have something up, because I'll be going home on Sunday. Today, what is today? Today's Friday, actually. But the cool thing about this is, if you're listening to this on an office computer or something, or office computer, like some people listen it on the office computer. if you're listening to all a lot of street vendors here too. If you're listening to this on a speaker or on speakers, you might want to switch to headphones, because you will actually get the sense of where I'm walking and where all the different sounds are coming from, to my left and to my right and in front of me and behind me too. So we're walking. I've been walking a whole lot today. I went up to the 5th Avenue about to open Apple Store just to take a look at the structure. We're approaching Broadway. We're approaching Broadway from Fillmore. We're speaking Mandarin for those of you who do not understand Mandarin. Some of you do. Vincent, hi. Vincent from Johor Bahru. Oh, Vincent from Johor Bahru also listening. Okay, so Raymond wants to go get money for me because I whore myself out last night. And he was my pimp. I'm gonna stay outside so that I get the sound going. So I'm actually on Broadway and I don't know what the cross street is. Oh, it's Spring. Spring and Broadway, if you want to Google me. Maybe you'll see me in the picture. No, you won't. But anyway, it's kind of nice here in the city that there's so many people. I don't have to worry about talking to myself. Plus, I'm not from here. So I don't care. I don't have any friends here. And so I don't care if it is, whether or not it's, I can do that. Oh my god, look at the buildings, all these buildings. Soho Lab store. How cool that building. I wish I think I might want to take a picture of that. But I'm a bit lazy. For the whole day I've been too lazy to take out my camera because it's deep down inside my bag and my bag is heavy like shit. So no topic today, huh? Just soundscape from Soho, New York, Manhattan. So I'm gonna take a picture of me. Ooh, hobby hobby. I'm gonna take a picture of me and the cool building on the back. Even though I hate, so I'll be posting this. Let's see. You'll see my eye, maybe. Okay, I'm gonna see, you'll see my eye looking at you and the cool building in the back. Maybe you won't see me, I don't know. Oh, what is that? Okay, I just took a picture. Not took a picture just of it by itself. I'm so hungry. Isn't that bright enough already? Okay, so we are... Oh shit. Bari. Hit the laddie. Yet again, we are walking off Broadway now, leaving Broadway. How the meal that makes us here? Ah, oh, in fact, I just remember when I went to Chicago, Bruce and I walked down the street on the last day, and I actually recorded a short clip of us walking around the city and I forgot to post it. Oh, actually, yesterday I was, maybe I can call Mark from Remarkable Palette now, because he called me. Well, I called, no, he called me first, and I on my Skype, and then I called him back this morning, and he was busy, obviously, he was working. So I told him I'm gonna call him back later. So maybe I should call him. You can see it? Can see just in English. Q. Huh? I just saw a couple of cute deaf guys. Deaf with an F, not TH. I wonder if I should call Mark. Do I call Mark Mark? Let me see if he's there. Recent, no. Dial call. Mark is like a remarkable Mark one.
Ah!
Okay, I'm gonna call and see if he's there. So you'll hear him on the left, because that's where I put my headset on.
Hello,
Mark.
Yes.
This is John Ong again.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you working still?
Sorry?
Are you still working? At work?
I can't hear you very well. Again?
Are you at work?
No. Well, sort of. I mean, I'm shopping. I'm a chef, so I'm shopping for an event for tomorrow.
Okay, let me quickly tell you this. I'm doing a soundscape around Soho. That's why I called you.
Oh, okay. Well, I was in Soho earlier, and now I'm at Union Square.
Oh.
I'm shopping at the Whole Foods at Union Square now.
I see. So it's fine for me to put your voice on my show, yeah?
Oh, are you recording right now?
I am recording right now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too bad that you didn't call me earlier, because now I've got a basket full of perishables.
Oh. Well, anyway, tell us your podcast. For my listeners' sake.
It's the Remarkable Palate Podcast, and you can find it on the Culinary Podcast Network at culinarypodcastnetwork.com. And I talk about food and cooking, and I interview chefs and purveyours, and I do sound scene tours of the New York culinary scene. So in a way, people are getting a little bit of a sound scene tour right now. All the noise they're hearing in the background is the sounds of a busy Friday evening at shopping at Whole Foods.
I see. Well, yeah, it's kind of noisy here too. I'm also on the street, so they probably hear more of the noise here than over on your side. But
yes.
I listened to the last episode. I listened of your show was the Chelsea Market thing.
Okay.
At 36. So it was very nice.
Thank you.
Do you have a Binaural microphone too?
I do. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I really enjoy using those. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, well, I don't want to keep you if you have a bunch of stuff with you. I just want to call and say hi on the show.
Thank you, and say hi to all your listeners out there in podcast land.
I will.
I hope they enjoy their little bit of New York. And also, if they like sound theme tours in New York, I do a lot of them, not just culinary type. I did a Broadway sound theme tour. And I have one, and I just did one of Greenwich Village that went up last week, and I have another one coming up Soho. So,
is it also just
Soho from two different perspectives?
But not from the food point of view, or is it from food point of view also?
Well, they are. You know, it's hard for me not to have a culinary point of view on anything that I do. but it was, you know, they're walking tours of the neighborhood, so I talk about interesting landmarks as well as. Culinary landmarks.
Oh, very cool.
And shops and places to get food.
Very
and
cool.
And I stopped into a few even. Yeah.
And what is the website again? RemarkableMark.com?
It's remarkablepalate.blogspot.com. But the easiest way to find my podcast is on the Culinary Podcast Network, which I also founded with my partner Jennifer Yanola. We have 13 shows on there. So go to culinarypodcastnetwork.com or search for Culinary in iTunes and to find it.
Very cool. And I intentionally said that, well, not intentionally, I forgot, and I said that because that's what Archer always says on his show too, Remarkable Mark.
Yeah, he does that. Archer says Remarkable Mark. I don't mind because, you know, it's always nice to be called remarkable, but it's the Remarkable Palate.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a very low-tech mixing of the cityscape and your voice, because I just pretty much just put the phone up over my ears and my microphone in my ear.
So I'm sure they'll hear it nicely. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Mark from Remarkable Mark Palate, and I will put the show links on my show. You can just go check it out. It is very nice. And he has, like, if you enjoy the sound, he has that same sound quality too when he does the stereo soundscape or what do you call it? Oh my gosh, we're in front of the Apple Store now. I'm gonna check out the new window. So anyway, 有没有听到？还有没有打来？ So I was saying, if you like this kind of audio, whatever, soundscape, you will like his podcast too, because he does that on his show a lot too. As you heard. And so we're in front of the very famous Apple Store, Soho Apple Store, which used to be a United States Post Office building, isn't it? United States Post Office used to be. Very cute. Oh, that's their new window. Okay. I'm just seeing it. Macam mana, Ace?
Huh? Ace? Then you just run away.
Huh?
Then you just run away.
Then you just run away? So we're now again on back on Green again, but Green and Prince now. We were a little bit south of that. And you have to see Leng Zai, go into the room.
Huh?
You have to see Leng Zai, go into the room. It's kind of cool. I feel Leng Zai. Henry, do you remember? Henry listened to this also, so I have to say, Henry, do you remember that song that you listened to in my room? That I always play in my room when we were in college? Zopa, Zopa. And Henry would say, why sing Suba, Suba? Oh, was it Suba? Was it Suba who said that? I forgot, but anyway. So, oh, you're kind of boring. I'm not saying much. Maybe, you know, maybe later we'll get to talk to a friend of Raymond too. I think it will be our, if we ever do so, it will probably be our first lesbian guest on the show. Huh? Oh yeah, well, she's a bisexual woman, which makes it even more interesting. Her 女朋友也不是...
Oh.
很多lesbian是这样的。 不是说他们不是，是没有遇到。 But anyway, we're going to talk about, because you know, since we, I think when we had our lovely Rebecca Ney from Tranny Rack, we talked about how sexuality and gender, the differences between those two. So perhaps we'll find out more about bisexuality, because we haven't had any guests of mine who is bisexual. I need to pee. 去哪裡? 蘋果店啊? Yeah, I think I need to go pee. Okay, talking about not recording my pee, I may actually record my pee this time. 怎麼來的這個店? Okay, I'm gonna, you have to find a place that I can use the restroom. Oh. 多奶。I see the statue. 有名有没有名字？不是。
啊，火之魂。
By whom? I just saw a statue that has big hips, lots of butts, thick butts, and maybe I should take a picture. But I have to pee. Maybe I should take a picture of this because it'll be interesting. Should this be a... Okay, I'm gonna describe it and then I'm gonna tell you. It has... six butts and lots of breasts. Well, I can't even take a full... whatever.
So, you're just gonna be the apartment tonight? What's your sweaty plan?
Okay. There you go. Got a picture. And I'll post it on my website. You can go see the many boobs and many butts woman. Now we're gonna go to the stove to pee. This probably means squats a lot for you. But... I may stop the recording. I think I'll stop the recording. We're gonna go pee. Ciao. Maybe we'll talk later. Maybe I'll just end the show, but thank you for listening. I think I'll just end the show. Bye, I'm gonna go pee. Have a wonderful day. Ta-ta. Don't forget to smile, ladies and gentlemen.